Good morning. You've braved the cold. You've made it. How good it is to be in the warmth of this place physically, but also the warmth of spirit that we feel as we gather to worship on another beautiful Sunday morning. It is wonderful to see each and every one of you, and I want to extend a special welcome, of course, to all, but in particular, a welcome to those of you who might be joining us for the first time worshiping here at St. John's. If this is your first time worshiping or one of your first time worshiping here with us, I want to invite you, if you haven't yet, to fill out a visitor card. They are in the pews right in front of you. You can leave it on your pew when you're done filling that out, or you can place it in the basket to the right of the door in the back. Just a few questions so that we can learn about who you are, and you can learn more about who we are, and so we can thank you for being with us this morning. And I trust that all of you know that no matter who you are, and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. I do have quite a few announcements. Many of them are in the bulletin and are in lots of different publications, but always good to hear it. Right after worship, our elders are sponsoring a winter spud lunch, so a little bit more than just a few cookies and punch downstairs this week. There's stuff for a lunch, so please join us downstairs. A reminder that your 2023 contribution statements for taxes are in the back in the narthex. They are on the table with the offering envelopes and the calendars. They're in a basket, and I think they're in alphabetical order, so please be sure to grab one of those. During the week, those are found in the church office, but on Sunday mornings, they will be back in the narthex for the next few weeks. In your bulletin, there's also a few reminders. A reminder that Ash Wednesday is on February 14th, so good to get that in the calendar a while. We will have a service here at 7, but before that, we will host a dinner from 6 to 6:45. So please plan to spend that evening with us here. Also, something new on the horizon to put on your calendars. The Wednesday Lenten book study is coming back, happening at 6 p.m. in the library and also on Zoom, February 21st through March 20th. So that will be the course of Lent. And the book that we are reading is in your bulletins. It's called A Grace Disguised, How the Soul Grows Through Loss by Jerry Sitzer. So please put that in your calendar as well. Let's see, let me check my list. Something to look forward to next week, we will be hosting and combining our choirs. The choir from Trinity Lutheran comes down the street and joins us. We've done this a couple times, and our choir has made their way down to Trinity, so we look forward next week to having Trinity's choir joining us. I'm sure there will be wonderful music to be heard. And for the next announcement, I'm going to invite Liz Rivett to come forward.
Good morning. Just a quick reminder that we're going to have a congregational meeting here on Sunday, February 4th, following the service, and then our congregational dinner will follow. Please come, plan to stay, and learn a bit about what's going on with our governance and our organization. This is where we normally, you're familiar with electing our new officers for the coming years. And I want to also draw your attention to where you picked up your bulletins. If you didn't get one on your way in, please grab one on your way out. There's a notice of the votes that are going to be held. I had mentioned previously that there's a slight change to our bylaws. It really is about making sure our bylaws follow how we're actually operating as a governance organization. So that's on the front piece of that paper. And on the back is the list of all of those who have been nominated to fill our board. So if you get a chance, please do grab one of those. We'll also be talking about our progress on our church profile and then beginning to transition from profile into search, which is coming up soon. And some other things that, as an active body, we will be addressing. Regarding the dinner, I'll also draw your attention. There are sign-up sheets in the elevator lobby and the narthex. If you could sign up, just gives our deacons an idea of how many people are going to be there as they prepare some wonderful food to share with us after that meeting. There's an opportunity to check off if you're going to bring a dessert to share. Likely will another couple of hands in the kitchen to help are also often welcome and needed. And you can see Scott Vanderberg if you have the inclination to help with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Liz. And I want to invite Andrew forward, who has a few words about our opening hymn.
Good morning, everybody. So good to be with you today. I have a quick note about our opening hymn. So if you'll open up your bulletin to the front page, you'll see "Hear the Voice of God So Tender," hymn 174, and then the instructions. The hymn is sung to the tune "Beach Spring," the tune of "As We Gather at Your Table." So what that means is once I start playing the introduction, you will say, "Andrew, the music you're playing does not match up with what's on the hymnal." And I will say, "You are exactly right." So if you look in your hymnal at 174, you'll see on the bottom right corner, it says "Alternate Tune Beach Spring." And what that means is we'll sing the text that's on this page, but to a different tune. So we'll sing, "Hear the voice of God so tender, gathering us in righteousness." That much more familiar tune than what's there. So as we sing the hymn, I implore you to follow along with the words to the tune that you'll hear introduced and not to follow along with the music, something you would think I would never tell somebody to do. But don't follow along with the music, follow along with the text, and we'll be good to go. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Well, with that said, placing all of those announcements and details, except for those details, in another part of our brains, I want to invite you to join me in taking a deep breath, recognizing perhaps how little we breathe deeply. I invite you to breathe in God's Spirit that surrounds us and that fills this place and fills each one of us as we worship. And then exhale and set aside the busyness, things that are clogging up our brains and our hearts and our spirits, so that we can be fully present in this time and in this place as we focus our hearts and minds and as we lift our voices to worship this morning.
Jesus began with a simple invitation. Instead of ordering people around, Jesus simply said, "Follow me."
That invitation is for everyone. It doesn't matter where we've been or what we've done. The invitation to become an apprentice of Jesus is for all.
Jesus invites us into a way of life, seeing the world as God sees it.
And to follow Jesus means, among other things, a disruption in our lives, because God's ways are often not our ways.
We don't have to know everything about Jesus to begin that lifelong journey of walking with him.
It means taking that first step and living each day one step at a time. That's how faithfulness unfolds, one step at a time.
Would you join me now in our confession?
Ever faithful God, we can admire Jesus. We can even worship Jesus. However, none of that means much if we don't follow him. Jesus isn't looking for celebrity status, nor is he looking for our approval. Instead, he's looking to transform our lives in order that they might reflect God's kingdom. That means rolling up our sleeves, putting on our walking shoes, and preparing to go where Jesus leads us. That's when things get tough. We want to do God's will on our terms, at our convenience, and when it suits us. We are even arrogant enough to think we don't need Jesus anymore and live as if we've got this. Yet the fact remains that we don't live our lives as well as we should. So we confess our hubris, God, for mistaking ourselves as the ultimate source of authority instead of you. Forgive us, we pray. Amen. It all begins with the realization that we are not simply living for ourselves. There is a world in which we are called to serve, following in the footsteps of Jesus. That realization is the beginning of our path back to true humility and wholeness. We are grateful. God forgives and sets us back on the path of right living. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Our gospel reading this morning is from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Now, as Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. I'd like to invite our children to come forward and join me on the steps. got their boots on. All right. Yes. Welcome, welcome. Have a seat. How's everyone doing? You want to sit over here? Sure. How's everyone doing? Good? Good? Did you have a snow day this week? Yeah, just one? Just one? Did you go sledding? Two. Oh, nice. And you played outside. Perfect. Amazing.
Friday twice.
Wow. Busy days. Well, I think that here in the Philadelphia area, we've moved beyond football. Am I right? And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for spring. And spring means football. I mean, baseball. Spring means baseball, right? So I was thinking a lot about teams this week, and especially as I read our scripture. And so I had to bring Leroy, let me borrow his Phillies hat, as a reminder of a team. How many of you have ever been on a team, and not necessarily a sports team, right? Maybe you were on a team at recess. Maybe you were on a team at school. Have you been on a team? Yeah. Have you been on a team? Yeah. Now, is being on a team always easy?
No.
No. What's hard about being on a team? Soccer? Do you play soccer? Yeah, on a soccer team. There's soccer teams, there's football teams, there's all kinds of teams. What makes being on a team hard? Sometimes people can exclude you. Yeah, or you know what? Exclude means they leave you out. Maybe they don't choose you for the team, or maybe they don't pass the ball to you. A team really requires everyone to work together, right? What else is hard about being on a team? We have to listen, right? Yeah, when we're on a team, it's all about working together. We have to listen, we have to watch, and we have to think we're not the most important person, right? That's what's difficult about it. But what's the gift of being on a team? What's so great about it? You get to make new friends. I don't know about you, but I don't think I could go against a soccer team just by myself, right? You can do more together, right? You can accomplish more. You can, if you're working on a school project on a team, maybe you don't have to do the whole thing yourself, right? You can rely on other people and you can share the load so it's not so heavy for one person. Well, I was thinking about teams this week because in our scripture passage, Jesus is kind of, he's creating his team. And this team is, they're his disciples. And disciple, the word disciple means follower, right? So Jesus is sort of building his team of followers. And, you know, I bet that being on Jesus' team isn't always easy, right? Because it means that, well, for the disciples, they're on an adventure of total unknown, right? They're about to follow Jesus literally wherever he leads them. They're going to travel. They have to leave their jobs and their families. These men that we hear about today were fishermen. They drop their nets immediately, it says. They just drop what they're doing, and then they join Jesus' team. So that's not too easy, but there's also wonderful gifts about joining Jesus' team for these disciples, right? They get to share the good news of God's love with a whole bunch of new people. They get to make new friends, right? They've also made the most wonderful friend of all, which is Jesus. So I was thinking about teams, and you know, we're actually on Jesus' team too. Did you know that? Now, our names aren't in the Bible, like James or the Simon and Andrew and Peter, they're not in the Bible, but we are still on Team Jesus. And it's not always easy, right? Because we too have to make some hard decisions. We have to act differently in the world because God calls us to be a different kind of person, more loving, more caring, more kind. But there's also wonderful gifts about being on Team Jesus, right? Being on Team Jesus means that we get to make new friends. We get to accomplish more together. We get to share the good news even further and wider. And we also get, Jesus takes care of us. And Jesus is the best team captain I know. He's a coach. He's a team captain. He's a player right beside us, right? There's wonderful things about being on this team. So as you go about the rest of your week, and maybe as you are on teams, either sports teams or you're doing things in the classroom or whatever kind of team you're on, number one, make sure you're not the person excluding someone, right? Make sure that you are the one welcoming people onto the team. And then maybe think about the gifts of being on that team think about the gift of being on Jesus' team, all right? So let's join in saying a prayer, and then we'll end by saying the Lord's Prayer, okay? Loving God, we give you thanks that the work that you called us to do from the very beginning has been about joining with other people to do that work. We are not called to live this life of faith or to do anything you've called us to do by ourselves, and for that we give you thanks. As we think about what it means to be on your team, remind us of the gift and also the challenge of that, and help us to have the courage to keep moving forward with our team together. And we thank you, God, for being the best teammate, coach, and captain that we've got. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you all so much. I'll see you soon.